Scott Kernet is a one-time official of Prodigy and the News Corp MCI joint venture. He plans on having lots of help as he starts up the mining company. He wants to hire 4,000 part-time unsalaried workers to serve as guides to the Internet. His role will be to provide the advertising, sales and marketing, the front door to all 4,000 sites, and of course, to take a cut off the top. Stuart Chaffee and I spoke to Kernet during Internet World Spring 1998 at the CMPNet booth on the show floor in Los Angeles.
What's the idea behind Mining Company? What are guides?
Sure. We have now a network of over 500 expert certified guides covering just about every topic on the net. They each run a full-featured site with all the things we've now come to expect, like chat boards, event calendars, original content, net links, etc.
So is this sort of a co-op idea, Scott, is what it sounds like to me? You're getting these guides are really entrepreneurs who are all coming together. You're going to sort of manage the place. And so there's sort of one way to share advertising, share overhead, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got it.
And share publicity.
Yeah, it's basically it. And the key difference is what we see is really missing on the net is trust. And by having guides who are certified, who've gone through a three-week training program, who report to one of our company editors, whose sites are all consistent in design and function, means that for the first time, a lot of niches that weren't covered in a trustworthy way are now being covered. And there are obviously subject areas that are being well covered on the net, but because the guides are consistent one to the other, people are coming even to our very well covered areas like computing or sports.
You brought up the issue of trust, and I'm seeing this as an increasingly important issue on the Internet. Many people believe it will play out as a transfer of trusted brand names from real space into cyberspace. Thus, for example, the high hit rates at CNN and NBC and ABC. Do you see this as an extension of that trust issue? Talk a little more about trust, if you would. You're trying to generate trust from whole cloth without an existing brand name. Is that an uphill battle when you're competing with companies that are transferring, in some cases, 50 years of real-world trust to a website?
No question, trust is the next frontier on the net. The trusted brands, whether it's a CMP property or a CNN, obviously makes a lot of sense as you come to the net. But each of those companies is coming to the net with the baggage of 30 or 50 years of old media history, and the net is a very, very different medium. So we built a company from scratch on the net, the way the net is, which is entrepreneurs, individuals who have so much passion for their subject areas that they're working 30 to 50 hours a week on their sites for what is now pretty small money. These are folks who expect to make real money, but you know they're under very stringent guidelines from us. And yes, you know, to answer your question, we do have to build this brand. It's starting to get recognition, but you know the challenge for us now that we've built the system's really only in the last month or so, can you really see what happens when all 500 of the sites have really moved up to high quality? And now it's time to pour traffic into the network and to get real brand recognition.
A couple of questions. Are you engaged? One of our producers just suggested to me that they had heard you were engaged in a legal action with Yahoo. Is there something brewing on that front?
No, we have no legal action with Yahoo. Interestingly, Yahoo, which holds itself out as being the directory of the Internet, has stated that they think our sites are great. That's been stated in public because the sites really are great. But they only point to the top of the mining company rather than to each of our individual domains, and we find that to be actually reprehensible. And their argument very simply is that we're a network structure, it's very good, people can find what they're looking for at the top of the network, and my argument is ZDNet is a network also, it just happens to have common ownership, and there are 1,600 links into ZDNet. So I just think that people ought to know that Yahoo, which stood for something that was quite pure, grew out of the dorm room of Jerry and David several years ago, isn't what it used to be. And if it was, it would point very clearly at mining company sites, which in just about any niche are within the top 10 of any site.
But face it, in a sense, isn't one of the problems. I mean, you're sort of competing with Yahoo right?
The net's a funny business where the whole infrastructure is kind of a co-opetition.
Right.
You know, we link with each other, we compete with each other, we all want ad dollars and users to come to our sites. We are a network of destination sites. Yahoo is not that. Our destination sites happen to have great directories, so that within most of our destinations, we actually do a better job of directory than Yahoo does. But we also do original content and bulletin boards and chat within those niches. And so, yeah, I would say that Yahoo would probably view us as a competitor. But I would probably, they would probably view Sportsline or SportsZone, since they run sports, as a competitor.
Yeah.
So the problem for Yahoo over time is, does that mean they don't point to anything? So that the original directory structure of Yahoo actually evaporates, and all they are content sites with no outlinks? I think not, but we're an interesting test case for them in this instance.
Yeah. What's your view on the subscription versus ad revenue? Is this going to be an advertising business?
It's going to be both. It's clearly short-term. It's almost all advertising revenue. But my view is that the net is an enormous transport mechanism. And to think that it's one thing or another doesn't make sense. There will be subscription products. We see them now in the sex areas. We see them in certain information areas like Individual or Inquisit. And I think we'll see more subscription.
You've been listening to Net Insider. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Thanks for listening.